from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cap D coming. Cap D coming.
Cap D coming. Hey! Cap D
coming. Cap D coming. Cap D coming.
If we're going to go to Miami, we got to go to Miami.
Right on.
It's Dukes and Bell. And our team is down in the MIA.
I was actually expecting, hey, we want some.
No, we can't play that one. But our team is down there in Miami.
Yeah.
And I just told Orin, I said, we got to go all Miami music this hour just because we're talking about the Falcons. If you're just joining us. We'll drop. Obviously, this is Two Live and Luke. But we'll drop some other stuff in there, man. You were just telling me this about Pitbull. What happened with Pitbull?
Yeah, we didn't get to it in Guy Talk, but Pitbull just landed the naming rights, Mr. 305, for FIU, for Florida International.
Okay.
You know, there's FIU and there's FIU. It's about a 22,000-seat stadium, and it's about $1.2 million per year for the naming rights.
Wow.
We signed a deal. So
it's Pitbull Stadium?
We're going to be live from Pitbull Stadium.
Okay.
Which right. is kind of cool.
Now, that is cool. By the way, if you could do a naming rights deal, what stadium would you?
Ooh.
Where? Where would it be?
Ooh.
What would you do? Because I'm thinking for
That's
you,
a good pull.
But I'm thinking for yeah. you, you'd want to do the F1 car. You'd want the F1
yeah,
thing.
We've talked about this. And again, I mean, you know, Carl always laughs because I always do the lottery. I literally, if it's, you know, gets over 50 million, I'll buy it. I even got the app on the phone. I don't know if anyone ever won with the app and actually have a physical
no
ticket. But anyway, I got the Georgia Lottery app because look at that. I'm gambling. Sorry.
But you're helping the educational system.
Yes, you bet I am. That Hope Scholarship. I would, if we won, just for argument's sake, like $100 million in lottery, I would have Hey Man Ale on the back of a Formula One car.
Absolutely.
So as it's coming down the straightaway, boom, and the wing opens up. Hey, man. You know, and imagine like the sun. Yeah, it would be one of the smaller teams. It'd be like Williams or Haas, and then you'd be you and me with our logo on the side of the car.
The Haas team.
You know, and it'd be so funny because, you know, the, you know, Sky Sports goes, it's a one-off sponsorship for this week at the Texas Grand Prix. Do a local radio show in Atlanta, Georgia. Won the lottery promoting their beer. You know, that'd be great.
It would be.
And we'd make, and then Coney would make a fortune off that.
No doubt about it. Right. You told me that, and I was like, man, if I had a chance to name, like, what stadium would I want to be on? You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Speaking of our Falcons, a couple of news notes, and then we're going to get into what happened today down there in Miami because, guys, I think it was a good practice today. Now, again, we talk about practice.
Yeah.
But you're practicing, Mike, against a team that a lot of people think is going to be a playoff team. And more importantly, challenge the AFC. Remember, they lose to the Chiefs last year. The game was brutal. It was -4.
Right.
Tua didn't do anything. But the fact is, this was the most dynamic offense for 10 or 11 weeks of the season, Mike.
And that's the thing about, you know, this squad. They're physical. I know that if you watch Hard Knocks in season, yeah, they really did. They kind of took it on the chin. The offense really did kind of dry up on them. But it's a great test for our corners. We talked about Mike Hughes getting burned on a play. Now, again, we don't know where the safety was and what the responsibilities were. But, again, the media says, well, Mike Hughes just got burned. And we have been questioning, you know, the depth of our cornerback room for the Falcons. But one of the things, and we'll talk to Tori McElhinney tomorrow, Chris, she'll join us. She's down there covering for Falcons.com, is in the trenches. And apparently, you know, she said that we shook things up and they were disrupting things. Now, is that code for we were good but we didn't get sacks? Hard to judge because you can't obviously take the quarterback to the ground in the scrimmage situation. They're all wearing the non-contact jerseys.
Correct.
But David Onyemata had a would-be sack of Tua Tagovailoa. Grady Jarrett apparently was looking pretty good. Again, as we said, difficult to judge because, you know, you're going to breeze by the quarterback, but you can judge, you know, okay, that's a sack. Apparently we got some good heat on the quarterback.
Yeah, and you know, we watch practice, and all the time it's 1,001,
right.
1,002, 1,003. If Kurt hadn't let it go and there's somebody running past him, that's probably a sack. And as a matter of fact, the day before they left, Mike, yesterday, there was a situation where he held it, and then he took off running, and it was a burst of speed, and we were like, where'd that come from?
Right. But kind of like his pro day, surprised a lot of people.
He did, but we don't want to see that. Like, that's not what I'm looking for Kirk Cousins. As a matter of fact, throw it away, Kurt. I do not want to see that. But to Mike's point, that is what we're talking about. So if one of those guys are running past the quarterback because they're not going to touch him, you can think that was a sack. I think the thing for me today, and I've been saying it all day, offensive line holding up against the D-line, this is about protection. This is about the run game. You heard from Bijan Robinson last hour saying, look, I not only scored today, but I thought we ran the ball effectively. And he likes this Zach Robinson offense. Mike, I'm not giving anything away, but he talks about this screen game.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, a lot of that is, hey, pressure's coming. Drop it off and let Bijan work. I think that's going to be a big part of the offense. Now, I'm not saying they're going to run it every game, but I do think we're going to set a lot of teams up. And if you're telling me that these guys, whether it's Lindstrom or, you know, McGarry, are getting out there and getting in front on a screen play like that, that I think that could be a big play opportunity.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I were watching practice yesterday. I said, hello, Dirk Cutter. They had a wide receiver screen, but they had an old-fashioned screen. But, you know, getting the guards out there, we talked about, you know, is Lindstrom suited to that kind of game? I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
But that's all the stuff you're going to take a look at. Now, not the starters, but you'll see it on Friday, and you'll see how Penix the ball comes out. To Carl's point, quick anticipation, because it's the same thing. Before I say what I'm going to say, I am not in any way comparing Michael Penix Jr. to Desmond Ridder, but it's what all rookie quarterbacks go through because things are coming. They're going to process it quicker.
You're talking about delivering the ball?
Getting the ball out quicker.
Yeah,
you always say, pull. You know?
Yeah.
And that's one thing he'll have to work on. Getting back to the defensive line from Tori McElhinney, we learned today that our buddy that I like, Braylon Trice, he had an illness, so he did not get out there. More guys were out there in the mix. So Brandon Dorlus, another one of our draft picks, said that it was kind of cool to start off the defensive segment with a sack. Kind of got everybody hyped up front.
That's good.
Arnold Ebikadi, apparently. Again, how many times have we said if Ebikadi can evolve? But Ebikadi apparently.
Double-digit sacks, man.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's why you drafted him sack. There was a second tier of edge rushers 2 years ago. He's got to be that guy.
404-726-0922. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I bet put him up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tomorrow, Taco Mac Marietta will be out there. Dallas Highway, guys, come on out and join us. We're looking forward to seeing you guys. And, of course, we'll be talking about day two of practices down there. And, yes, more special guests will stop by the show as well. And then we will be out next week. Hooters, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, up there at Hooters Mall of Georgia as camp resumes up there at Flowery Branch. Of course, our action, right, our coverage, should I say, begins at 5 o'clock Friday, Mike. Kicks at 7. That's our first preseason game down there in Miami. You'll hear Dave and Wes with all the action. But just reminders, guys, Friday, literally a few hours of us, and then Falcons and Dolphins down there. All right, as we're talking about all the stuff that's happening with our Falcons, there are some stories around the NFL. One of them, Mike, is Brandon Ayuk. Apparently, there is new traction with Ayuk, the 49ers, and the Steelers apparently rekindling their conversations with the 49ers. But they're not the only ones. The rumor is the Patriots and the Browns are also interested. So this feels like Brandon Ayuk is going to get moved here soon.
Yeah, and it is interesting because if you would say just based on what your anticipation or expectations for this season, the Patriots probably have the best chips in the game. They could probably give you the highest draft pick based on where you think they're going to finish. Cleveland, now there was some strange things about moving Amari Cooper, remember, who signed that big deal with Dallas and carried it over to Cleveland, that somehow he would be in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In the mix, I'm not sure that plays, but yeah, they get him off the books because they've got to get Trent Williams in camp. There's a lot of things they've got to make happen. They got to make the money work, but I'm interested to see, is it a bidding war with the Browns and the Steelers to get a guy? It makes perfect sense for the Steelers. We were looking at that, you know, that wide receiver depth chart. They got Van Jefferson out there. Van Jefferson came here and did jack squat.
He didn't do anything.
You know, I mean, him opposite Pickens would be something for whoever the quarterback is for the Steelers.
And we still don't know who that is, but that could be a problem for us week one. Like, we already know that this is going to be a tough game defensively, Mike. I am already predicting a lower scoring game. Listen, if we go and blow doors on the Steelers and score 35 on a team that's got, you know, Patrick Queen, Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, TJ Watt up front, Cam Hayward, we're doing something. That's a very good defense. But I will say this, if their offense is improved by one of these moves, specifically this Brandon Ayuk move, and then you throw out there another weapon in Justin Fields,
right,
you've got to defend them differently.
That's a whole different ballgame. You're right. Now, Russell can, like, he can move, but he's not moving like the way Fields moves, because we've seen that. We saw that certainly in the game we played in Chicago, and he stuck out of our took us. But, man, those first three games, go 1-2. I mean, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here. Now, the other thing is, unless we continue to evolve defensively, I think our offense is going to be lights out. But that's a test. Going to Philly, imagine, you know, going up to Philadelphia for our younger players, that's a brutal environment. Kansas City in week three on Sunday Night Football. You know, 1-2 is acceptable for me. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, the Eagles thing can be intimidating.
I think we beat the Saints, but I mean, that's going to be here.
Yeah, I feel the same way. One other thing that we do need to mention, we're going to talk some dogs and what Kirby was talking about, and Mike mentioned it, Will Muschamp at practice, and what his role is now. But Christian McCaffrey is unlikely to play at all in the preseason. Now, you're going to say, well, we knew that. No, this has to do with Christian McCaffrey now having to deal with an injury, Mike, and apparently this calf injury is going to keep him out. This is a no-brainer for me. I mean, if I'm the 49ers, you talk about the guy who stirs a drink, there's no way I'm risking Christian McCaffrey.
Ice up, son, and here's some bubble wrap. Yeah, so he'll be in sweats for the rest of the preseason. I mean, you know what he's capable of, but because of the wear and tear, and that was some of the concern when they gave him the contract extension. But you know he's the guy that stirs that drink. That's what makes kind of, I guess you could argue, Ayuk expendable perhaps in their offense. But, yeah, that's one of those guys you just simply shut down. There was some interesting news from some of these depth charts, and we'll dive into it next segment because there's some interesting stuff out there about all the guys who got drafted this year, Carl, as far starting quarterbacks.
Yeah. Six in the first 15.
And there's only like one or two that's actually number one on the depth charts.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting. All right, we're coming back. I see you working out.
Huh.
All right. Also, speaking of depth charts, the Falcons put out theirs. We got a couple of questions. We'll explain that. We'll tell you the latest on George as they continue camp. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
So, Mike. Hey, there you go. Some Gloria Estefan. We're going down to Miami, man. The MIA. It's Dukes and Bell. I asked Orin, I said, let's play all Miami music since our team's down there, and he's doing a great job. Hey,
Mango's was always the great spot on Ocean Drive in the old days, you know?
This song was super hot, man. Like, for real. She made $1 jillion off this song for Gloria Estefan.
Do that conga. You can control yourself any longer.
Why are your shoulders shaking?
Oh, I'm doing the samba and merengue.
I'm not the only one. You brought this up earlier that Will Muschamp was at practice.
Right.
As the Dogs continue camp, and here's the deal. We were talking about Clemson and their quarterback situation, and, you know, we're gearing up for the end of the month here when the Dogs take on Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But Connor Riley, our buddy from Dog Nation, says Muschamp stepped away from the grind of on-the-field coaching in January. He did so because he wants to be very present in his son's life. He's now a freshman quarterback at Vandy. So Muschamp still wants to be involved with the program he coached and played for, so he pushed Kirby Smart to hire Tavarius Robinson away from Alabama. They have a great relationship. But, Mike, here's the deal. Connor Riley is saying, look, day-to-day duties, as for Muschamp's specific role with the team, Robinson and Glenn Schumann didn't exactly spell out the specifics on the day-to-day duties.
Right.
So thanks to the recent NCAA rule change, he's allowed to be involved at practice and was spotted working with the safeties today. And that's why I was saying, I thought he had stepped away, but apparently, based on the rules and the fact that he's still involved, I guess until the season starts, he'll be around and still kind of helping in whatever way they need to. But that's kind of interesting. And, you know, again, if you're not familiar, Kirby went and hired Tavarius Robinson away from Alabama when Kalen DeBoer got the job and Nick Saban stepped away. So all these guys have history. I think they have a working relationship with Muschamp, or at least Robinson does, going back to 2006. Point is, there's not going to be any fall off from the coaching side of the defensive side of the football.
No, man. Look, and we, as you said, we're kind of under the impression, you know, Will would kind of come and go, but he was working with the safeties, as Dog Nation talked about. And Kirby was talking about the next man up as far as the center of the line, defensive line, and who's stepping up. So, yeah, we're looking for that monster of, you know, that monster dominating defense, which was the calling card for Georgia's back-to-back natties. And, look, it just fell off last year. It just wasn't the same. Mm. You know, it really kind of showed in the Alabama SEC championship loss to Jalen Milroe and company. But, yeah, you got so much brain power. Kirby, it's so funny. You and I, when we first started doing this show back in 14, Mark Richt would literally go into his own paycheck to literally find a way to get assistance, and Kirby has a blank check.
He does.
They're hiring guys left and right under the, you know, consultants, this and that.
I'm not knocking
his hustle. I'm just saying part of the reason they're so successful is where they're at. Real sidebar, Dan Lanning left to go to Oregon. Article today on 3 talking about how they've had a bunch of guys. It's not as bad as Texas A&M, but it sounds like they lured a bunch of guys with NIL and they had a bunch of guys transfer out, or at least the next recruiting class, they've changed their commitment. So, you know, as Oregon's trying to establish the kind of thing that Kirby built here.
No doubt. And it didn't pay off for A&M, by the way. They had the number one class in the country, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and it didn't pay off.
And you've got to find the balance. Look, you've got to be so established with Kirby where you can say, look, hit the bricks. I got three other guys. You know what I mean? It's easier to say when you've got that recruiting, you know, established. As you're trying to, you still have to augment it. And NIL is still a huge selling point.
It is. 404-726-0929. As we just point out, like, this is one of those things I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about unless the defense is not good. But I do think people feel like, all right, you've got this change going on. And by the way, Tavarius Jackson comes in. He's the co-defensive coordinator with Schumann.
Right.
So he comes in, and Kirby obviously is still involved at some level in knowing what they're doing. But I do think, Mike, that's something that people wanted to know about. And I was curious when you said it earlier today that he was spotted at practice. I'm like, is he still coaching? Yes, but no. And we're talking about Will Muschamp.
Still got a toe in the water.
Yeah.
And that's his boy. And again, working with the defense. Talked about this earlier. Also, Kirby's son's team, Little League-wise, they're out, so they're not going to Williamsport. Oren, is that correct? So, Oconee, Athens. Okay, they got knocked out.
Yeah, Oconee got beat.
Every time I saw the highlights, it was Kirby's kid doing something special.
Yeah. Well, it was exciting for the Oconee community. And, yeah. You know, we got people out there. And I think, Mike, anytime you can participate in a Little League World Series opportunity to get there to Williamsport, it's cool. And, you know, for the kids, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Hey, as we were talking about the Falcons, we did not play this earlier, but we want to play it for you now. Michael Penix, Mike, was asked about these practices today.
Right.
And for those who missed it, he was working with the twos. Again, Kirk Cousins, obviously, is working with the ones, and those were guys who were getting the reps in. But listen to what Penix says about today's joint practice.
It's different colors on the field. I don't know. I mean, it's football at the end of the day. You got to make plays. You know, every play not going to be the perfect play, but you got to find a way to, you know, at least make it decent. You know, so it's like, you know, we just playing football at the end of the day. You know, you learn that team's tendencies. You get to see them, but, you know, in football, the next week you got to learn another team. So it's like you got to have that, okay, building up, you know, your knowledge on this team, but be easy to drop it the next week and you're ready for the next. So, you know, I mean, you learn each and every week.
Okay, is he downplaying that? I mean, is he like, yeah, we had these joint practices in a different color jersey. So what?
I think he's excited about the challenge. You know, I mean, you had the same, your dudes, and now you get a chance to kind of excel. I mean, look, the dude, as we said earlier, he's going to make some mistakes. All rookies do. The greatest quarterbacks, yeah. Peyton Manning, we always go back to him, how brutal he looked at times as a rookie. But, you know, the good news is he can, you know, chill and watch Kirk Cousins and a guy that, you know, everybody's talking about as a leader. But when you see Penix, just from Carl and I'm not speaking for you, but when you and I are on the sideline watching, and we literally are on the sideline, that's one of the things, the access has been great for the media, although the fans can't be there. Ball just coming out. I mean, and we've seen some nice throws. We've seen some veteran-looking throws. We've also seen some times, and we talked about it earlier in the show, where he's got to get it out. I'm on schedule. The ball's got
to
go.
Yeah. And by the way, thanks, credit to Fox 5 for that soundbite. They were talking to him down there in Miami. MIA, the 305. And I don't know. I mean, he's trying to basically say, look, this is not something that I'm worried about, that I'm going to get, you know, overly excited and like take this for more than what it is. These are reps. That's kind of what I get from that. And, you know, again, when you guys, we haven't heard a lot of him specifically. You know, we talked to him when he got drafted and we've seen him and talked to him a little bit at practice. But the bottom line is he's not doing interviews every day, nor are they requiring that, Mike, because again, he's not expected to be the starter. So you're going to hear a lot more from Kirk Cousins. But here's the deal. This is what I've heard about Michael Penix from people who have been around him. Even keel. And that's a guy I want. I don't want him getting too high, Mike, and I don't want him getting too low. You're going to throw a pick?
Right.
Don't kill yourself. When you throw four touchdowns, don't think you're on top of the world. He is right here. So that's what you hear. And I'm just telling Falcon fans, as we get ready to, you know, at some point make this transition down the road and we'll be watching him and he'll be doing great things. He is not a guy that's going to be like, yeah, I can't believe I just threw six touchdowns.
Right.
He's going to be right here the entire time.
And that's the guy that he was because, you know, you're getting a guy who's polished. You know, he's ready to go because of all the time. And again, there was a COVID year, had some injuries that you know about that he had to bounce back from his time in Indiana that he got to, you know, Washington. But he's a guy that Carl just touched on. The guys respect him already. He's earning the respect of the veterans, young guys like him. We talked to his teammate, you know, Braylon Trice. They were both captains, one offense, one defense for Washington. It's going to be great. Now, he's going to wait behind Kirk Cousins because we paid a guy, you know, $90 million guaranteed to
correct,
do this.
Correct.
Meanwhile, around the league, pretty funny when you go back and look at that draft class, a lot of guys, now I don't know, I think fans expect the rookies to play. I know certainly I want to see him, even though I know we spent the money on Cousins. Caleb Williams, he's going to start. Sure sounds like Jaden Daniels is going to start.
Okay.
And after that, from three all the way down, not the same. Drake May. We haven't heard the coach, Gerard Mayo, say one positive thing about him. Jacoby Brissett will be the starter, it sounds like, week one up in New England.
Yeah, this is kind of not a surprise, Mike, when we talk about going into OTAs and minicamp. The thing that was coming out of New England was he's not ready. And I'm talking about Drake May. So then you get to training camp, and you have a guy like Brissett who, whether you think he's good or not, has the experience, can at least operate your team until you feel like Drake May is ready. So that is a situation where Jerod Mayo, guys, there's no panic there. Nobody's expecting the Patriots to go on another 20-year run starting this year. He's going to get a little time to build that team in his likeness, Mike, and get the guy, and they're going to figure out whether Drake May can play, but that is not a surprise. What is a surprise to me is some of these other guys that are not going to be playing.
But I mean, but at least, you know, don't make it sound like the glass is three quarters empty when you talk about your first round draft pick.
I mean,
God bless him. Maybe that's going to be his style. He's not too far from the Belichick tree as far as he's not going to sugarcoat it.
Right.
But you're right. The other guys out there, J.J. McCarthy, you know, everyone said, well, no, yeah, they ran the ball a lot, and sure, he wasn't asked to do too much, but this guy's money. Well, he's now clearly number two behind Sam Darnold. It's a battle for number two with him and Nick Mullins. That's up in Minnesota, where you got a bunch of great wide receivers, including arguably one of the best in Jefferson. Meanwhile, in Denver, this is the one you and I were chuckling about off the air. I wonder, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and think and be in the, for instance, the Denver Broncos war room when we select Michael Penix Jr. or the Raiders war room.
How it changed?
How all of a sudden, because yeah. I still think the Raiders were hot. From everything I've read said the Raiders wanted Penix Jr. But anyway, Denver goes with Bo Nix. Bo Nix right now is listed as third on the depth chart.
Wait. He was the 12th pick, right?
Yeah. Bo Nix is listed as third. And again.
Behind who?
Well, glad you asked. Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
New York Zach Wilson?
Squinch face creep should be in the Cobra Kai Zach Wilson. So it just goes back to...
Wait a minute. What happened to all those reps and he played more college games than anybody and he's ready and we're talking about Bo Nix. What happened to all that?
And again, I think we looked at it. And this is also... I would like to think Sean Payton had something to do with the draft pick and the input with the GM. Either way, Bo Nix, around the league, it's kind of weird.
Are you saying he's a... bum?
Well, I'm just saying.
Did you say bum?
He has not outplayed Jarrett Stidham or Zach Wilson in the first 2 weeks
of Broncos. Well, then that sounds like he's on his way to bum status.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Okay. All right.
But to me.
You're not willing to go there.
I mean, look, I think I just love to watch Sean Payton suffer.
Sounds like a bum to me.
Well, he sounds like nobody who watched Auburn football ever thought whatever he did in Oregon amounted to anything, because you know at the core of this thing, he's playing against crap defenses.
Am I jumping the gun on this? Is he a bum?
No, but I think there's going to be a long and winding road to get this guy to be a starter in Denver. Bum. And Sean Payton, unless Sean Payton's just to be an extra jerk sauce on this, you're number three on the depth chart.
Wow. All right. We're coming back. We got a few more things. Braves play tonight. It is bobblehead night, outcast night, again, by the way.
Ray says the line is out the door.
Of course it is. By the way, somebody going to grab me one?
I'll ask Big Ray.
I mean, I'm not there. Come on, people. Help your boy out.
See, Big Ray, what he'll basically do is he'll go off to his balcony because he lives right on the main track.
Yeah.
Go, give me one. I'll give you $100.
That's what Ray will do.
That's what Big Ray does.
All right, we're coming back. We got a few more things we need to talk about, Braves included. What do we get tonight from Bryce Elder? It's Dukes and Bell. It's Dukes and Bell. I said, Orin, let's go down to Miami. So all hour long, he's been playing Miami stuff. By the way, Mike, Team USA today, man. They covered.
Man.
They won.
Won by 35. Did you bet it, though? I know I had you leaning that way.
You did have me leaning that way.
I did not call my guy. I was thinking about it because, you know, you just feel at some point they're going to call off the dogs, but they didn't. And great job. Devin Booker goes for 18. Again, Durant continues to just be super solid. LeBron talked about the job Booker did. So, people that get hung up on this, you know, well, Jason Tatum didn't get in, or the other night against South Sudan about Embiid. You got some of the best players in the frickin' world. Not everybody got to play every night in the frickin' dream team in 92.
You're right.
I don't like Steve Kerr. I think he's a pretentious jerk, but he learned from Popovich. He learned from the best. But still, you got a lot of guys you got to rotate in and also keep fresh because they're older and they have injuries. And I think they're set up now. They play Serbia, and they've been able to handle Serbia in those first two times.
Let me tell you who's been balling, though. Ant-Man.
Big time.
He had 17 again today.
Stirring the drink.
He is. And we joked, you know, when he said, offense goes through me. We were like, calm down, Ant-Man, relax. You're not playing with the scrubs out here. He's been playing great. Booker had 18 today. LeBron with 12.
to Mike's point, you just got to find ways to get it done. But 122.87, and it wasn't even close. So that is something, if you're wondering, just, you know, from Olympic news and what's been going on, that was something we're watching. And now we move on, Mike. And listen, we're in the quarterfinals, right? You get a quarterfinal win over Brazil. Now you're in the semis. We're just a few games away from winning the gold, and that's the ultimate goal for Team USA. The ultimate goal tonight for our Braves, before we hand things off to Abe, is to beat the Brewers. Guys, the Brewers lost two games in a series to Washington. Nats are not good. More importantly, they've dropped four of their last five. That's not good. They come in here limping. And, Mike, even though we're not necessarily happy about our offense, we scored three runs in the final two games of that Marlins series. I got to feel like they're going to get things together and, you know, put their best foot forward. The best news today, and we talked to our buddy Grant McCauley, and he said Money Harris is going to make a, you know, start his rehab. And that's the good news. He still won't be eligible until, like, August 15th. But, Mike, I'll take it because it gives me a glimmer of hope that Money Harris is going to make his way back. You asked him about Ozzy. I think we may not see him until the end of September, and that we got to see where we're at and how that all shakes out with the standings. But right now, to know that Money Harris is on his way back potentially is good news for the Braves.
Yep, and the question we had for Grant is, do you stick with Soler in the leadoff spot? Grant thinks that's what they're going to do. But Money Harris, just like everything else, you said, a guy's got to hit the ground running. You know, hopefully the upward tick for Olson, for Arcia, continues. Riley's been kicking butt. Riley talked about it today in the media scrum before, you know, this series about what, you know, knowing that they blew it. They felt bad about what they did against Miami. That's an opportunity. You got to beat a team which has been decimated at the trade deadline. Can Bryce Elder, you know, feed off what he did that last outing? As Grant said, not making those mistakes. We've been talking about it. The third time a team gets to see you, because the bullpen will take you from there and get you home.
Yeah, no doubt. So hopefully Bryce is good tonight. It should be fun. And we said it's bobblehead night tonight down there with Outkast. They're giving those Outkast bobbleheads away. Hey, as we've been talking about a bunch of different things today, and if you missed our interview, it's online at odyssey.com. Mike, we had some cool folks stop by today, and I just want to give them a big shout-out. AJ Styles was in studio with us. DDP came on. He was on the phone because he was running late and then wasn't able to make it down here. But this event that's going on, Swing for a Cause, a veterans event, up in Gwinnett. It's going to be really cool next month, man.
It's the weekend that I think you said Georgia's off.
Georgia's
off.
It's
a Sunday. Falcons are the night game against the Chiefs, and a lot of folks are asking. It starts early in the day. They're going to have basically six teams in the tournament with all sorts of celebrities, wrestlers, and athletes like Jonathan Babineau and Brian Jordan. Johnny Football is going to be there. He's scheduled to appear. And you're helping the veterans. And one thing, you know, we always talk about on this show, the guys and the men and the women who, you know, lay their life on the line and get treated like absolute garbage when they come back to America just turns my stomach. So let's help out the people who really deserve it. It's a cause we can all get behind. So get on it, man. It is sfac-atlanta.com, Swing for a Cause. And again, rewind and listen to what Diamond Dallas Page had to say to us.
And big shout out to Big Block. Mike, did you know he told me his son plays for Michigan State?
Yes.
Which I did not know. And he said, yeah, my son is pretty good. He's number 43. So we were talking about that. So Big Block, man, big shout out. But he said his son's going to have a great year at Michigan State. And Neil Shepard, Johnny, all the guys that stopped in. It was really fun. And this event, we just want to make sure that you guys are aware of it. All right, Abe's in here. Abe, what is going on tonight, man? You got a full three?
Yeah, we're here for the full three. We obviously, like you guys mentioned, got the Braves going on, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. My buddy Mike Farron is going to join me. Tell me what's going on with the Braves, because no one can really seem to get a grasp. Good for a couple games, bad for a couple games, just inconsistently consistent. So going to try and dial that in, and then you guys have been on it all day. We're going to hear back from what Bijan told you guys and break down that joint practice. Just kind of in general, did it build or kill optimism? I think it was a very clear answer.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. I do, too. I'm with you on this. And listen, we came in here today, and I said, you know, Randy said, what happened? I said, we won. We won the practice. You have to win days. You're not going to win every day, but you have to win days and build and stack on those days. And so, you know, tomorrow may be a different deal, but I feel like, you know, with where we're at and we're trying to figure out what this team's going to be, Miami knows what they are. They're supposed to be one of the most dynamic offenses in the league. That's what they are, and they just got to get stops. We don't know what we are yet, and so we're building towards it. All right, stick around. Abe's got you covered. Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Where are we tomorrow? We are at Taco Mac in Marietta.
Yeah, baby. As the American Dream would say, West Cobbians, Cabites, Mariettans. Join the party, pal. Taco Mac, Jack. All the suds you can suck down in your face. And all sorts of great wings to taste. We'll be there, man. Have a lot of fun. We have not been over that neck of the woods. We did a draft thing there years ago. I think it was like 2015.
Yeah.
So come on down, man, if you're over that neck of the woods. And a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to seeing you out there.
All right, guys. Also, big shout out to O, behind the glass, our engineer. Great job. And having some fun this hour, O. Good stuff, man, with the Miami music down there. And tomorrow we will have another special guest, Mike, by the way.
Oh.
From the Falcons. Who will it be? Well, tune in to find out.
A star of equal or lesser value of Bijan?
Yeah, yeah. So stay tuned.
Or greater.
Also, Chris, our executive producer, and he does a great job as always. Thank you guys for being here and listening. All right, we got to get out of here. Abe's got you covered at 7 o'clock. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
We had a lot of fun in Guy Talk talking about the French pole vaulter with the big hog. But the big story, of course, is who actually won the Olympic gold. And I'm watching this. I'm going, why is a dude from Lafayette, Louisiana, doing this for Sweden? I'm like, oh, his mother was Swedish. His dad's his coach. I did some research. Do the research, Carl.
Do the research.
And, boy, this guy's got a nice-looking girlfriend. Imagine, you know, you're a good-looking Cajun guy, and you're doing pole vaulting for Sweden. Talking about Mondo Duplantis. Apparently, we have rules about how young you can start doing pole vaulting because it's pretty friggin' dangerous. Apparently, the Swedish don't have that compulsion. And he was able to train and do his thing and obviously be the best in the world. But that's why the guy from Louisiana was repping Sweden and taking home the gold last night and a new world record.
I think it was pretty obvious when Jim Harbaugh took to the podium yesterday and wanted everybody to know, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. It was the way I was raised. It may have been, but don't insult my intelligence, Jim. I think you're an unbelievable coach. And everywhere you've been, you've won. You know how to build teams. You know how to put them together. I think you're going to do a great job with the Chargers. But I think you cheated when it comes to this. And I think you probably knew more than what you're leading on. You can have deniable or plausible deniability, but at the end of the day, it's still opinions that are going to drive this. And, Mike, the opinion right now is, regardless of how you were raised, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, people kind of are frowning on your response to this whole Michigan thing. Right. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're willing to put on a disguise and rep your alma mater and steal those signals.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.